This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
3:30 on a Thursday, that means one thing. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Tommy Curran is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. I'm going to start asking every first question with a reference to poop. Tom Curran, do you give a poop about this whole Stephon Diggs situation?
I do. I guess
oh,
I do.
Boy.
I just think that he and Cardi B have a just a, it's a terrific relationship. It's a love story for our times. And to me, I hate to see that thing go up in a puff of smoke, as it were. No, I care about it in the context of, we have to do a little bit of admonishing of ourselves here, because we early on in the offseason were told by folks around the team and organization that the Patriots were going to be very rigorous in who they brought in. No dinks, no pains in the ass. Then after they didn't get Chris Godwin, the bar dropped a little bit. And I think that as a group, or at least let's just speak for me, I got my mind around the fact that, okay, well, yeah, you do have to field a football team here and you want to win. That's the goal of what you're going to do. And Mike Vrabel said himself in the pre-draft press conference that you can't have a team full of Boy Scouts simply because you do have to have with 53 guys some differing kinds of people. And I started to look and say, you know, I keep hearing how good Stephon Diggs will be as an influence on the players in the locker room because he's such a hard worker and he will bitch guys out if they're not playing well. And you eventually get to the point where you've embraced the idea of Stephon Diggs, who over the course of time has been kind of a pain in the ass in the NFL. So how will Vrabel work with this in the context of that? How will he talk about the sense of entitlement? Does a player like Stephon Diggs feel entitled not just to – everybody's entitled to go out on a Saturday. Does he feel entitled to say, it's none of your business, Mike, or what's the big deal, Mike, or – sorry, it was on video, as if, you know, that's, if the video wasn't there, that would have been a great idea. Or does he say, look, that's a real big mistake, and if you want to tell me that that's my first and last strike, that's fine. I won't do it again. To me, that's what I want to see play out. That's what I'm very curious. If you put together, Ted Johnson, a case study, and said to your prospective NFL head coach, here's your situation, and you laid everything out exactly as it is, the kind of player he's been, the kind of player he is, the situation your team's in, what you're trying to put out there, you could not come up with a more challenging situation, I think, and nuance than this one.
It's such a good point, Tom, and I do think this is kind of a big issue for Mike to have to navigate. And just listening to you and Phil and Girardi last night on Early Edition, it was a great discussion that you guys had last night about this topic. And you pondered rightfully, like, you know, how does Steph Diggs explain this to Mike? You know, does he just own it, or does he kind of, you know, try and weasel his way around it? But there's a lot of how does Mike dole out, you know, kind of the punishment for this? You pondered that. But let me just ask you this. Do you think Mike told him to stay away from OTAs, or do you think Mike was not happy with him not showing up for OTAs considering what had happened?
That's a great question. That would be full-on speculation by me. And honestly, I would guess that he probably took it off. But that's total guess on my part. I think that Vrabel probably would have welcomed him there. I think that's a total guess, because everything I've seen about Mike and everything you know about Mike and myself and all of us is that he would rather deal with something head on, face to face, in person. If he's going to bitch you out, he'd rather do that in person. I don't think that he's big on, wow, Stephon Diggs is at the field, it's a distraction, we can't get our work done, the way it was with Matthew Judon. It doesn't even come close to rising to that level. So was last year with Gerard. So I think that so that would be my thought. Mike would probably prefer to have him here to hash things out, but that's an outright and total guess, and maybe I'll try and figure that out.
Whatever goes on with the receivers almost doesn't matter, though, to a certain degree, Tom, if the quarterback is having issues getting him the ball. And obviously, Drake May didn't have the kind of day that he had last week, 4 of 8 on the picks with the 8 passes. How has he looked in round 2 of the OTAs to you?
He's been uneven. His throwing has been uneven, Fitzy. The misses are not, it's a near miss, just broken up by someone. It's not as if he is, you know, vintage Tom Brady, 3 steps, balls out on time to somebody, and that guy's moving even if it's a shorter throw. There's a lot of processing I think he's doing. There's a lot of heat coming, as Rabel pointed out yesterday. Every single snap is 3rd and 10, and the defense knows that because we're not going to run the ball in an OTA. So there is some buzzing the tower that goes on before he throws the ball, and he moves around. But he is having some wild misses. They're not near misses. They're related to movement. He'll roll a little bit and throw from that kind of like a shortstop swinging it to first kind of platform, which is not ideal for perfect accuracy, but he does have accuracy with it. We've seen him make those throws, but there just seems to be a lot of them. So I don't think it's a concern. Excuse me. I don't think it's a worry. It's certainly a concern if there's a regression to having sloppy mechanics, because Alex Van Pelt spent an inordinate amount of time on those last year.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here with us on WEEI Afternoon. So we talked about Steph Diggs, but there's some other receivers that aren't off to a great spring and summer here. It seemed like Vrabel alluded to the fact that Kayshon Boutte might have been out of shape to start the spring yesterday. Then Javon Baker had a little incident where he was kind of celebrating, and Polk and Baker were in this video that I saw making the rounds in drills, just balls bouncing off their hands. How much is the rest of the wide receiver crew a concern right now?
I'll start with the one positive. Polk has not gotten on the field in team drills, but he looks to me like he did last year. Really friggin' good. I mean, he's fast. He's explosive. He's running extremely hard. He had a shoulder injury, so that's still being maintained. But I like the way Polk looks, and I like the way Polk looked last year. The bopping off the head, I wonder if that was Josh Dobbs related. I don't know. He has looked good to me otherwise. Baker was a fascinating situation yesterday. It was a throw from Woodbridge, the 3rd string quarterback downfield, that Baker kind of pushed off on. came up with the catch, ran downfield all the way to the end zone as you would want. He wasn't necessarily celebrating as much as he just scored and the offense was 60 yards away. So he didn't look to run back to the huddle for the next rep. He kind of just veered off on his own. Maybe they would have, for time's sake, just said, okay, you can get off, we'll run somebody else out there. But I think him making the decision on his own when no one had told him take the next play off was something that Mike didn't love, and he made that point very clear. What was interesting, though, was after the practice, as we were huddling up to talk to players, and Vrabel had made a very loud and public issue of Baker turning off, Vrabel and Baker were walking off shoulder to shoulder, and you could tell that they were talking about that situation and why he wasn't looking for that type of thing. So it's not like that happened and Javon Baker is now persona non grata. He's trying to get these guys to understand the level of expectation, which is the same thing we were talking about last week when Drake May aborted a play and threw it in the ground, and it was made clear to him that that's not something that they're going to do. Finish the play. Don't just say, okay, this isn't working. So it's all very interesting because I think we all think Mike's a very good hire, and he's being presented with a number of interesting things that he has to negotiate that we could almost predict would happen as you come in with a bad team that's won 8 games in the last 2 seasons combined. All these things are rising up, and they predictably were going to.
Yeah, it you know, the way Mike handled that, Javon Baker, the way you describe it, it sounds very Parcellian to me. Break you down and then build you back up when no one's looking. But last question for me, Tom. Anything stand out with the rookies? I know without pads, it's hard to really judge the O-line and D-line, but Kyle Williams, Craig Woodson, and I heard Phil Perry last night just loving Efton Chisholm. So any of the rookies standing out to you, drafted or undrafted?
Kyle Williams looks good. Made a very nice over-the-shoulder catch yesterday. Again, I'm so pissed at myself because there was a catch that Tyquan Thornton, I bet Andy remembers it, Tyquan Thornton made this over-the-shoulder sliding Willie Mays catch in 2022. Jalen Mills was so impressed, he stood there, stopped, and started clapping for the kid.
Yep.
So now every time I see one of those, I go, yeah, Tyquan Thornton did one of those too. So Kyle Williams made one of those kinds of catches. It was terrific. He's very fast. He runs with the early groups. So he looks good. Craig Woodson has been out there a lot. With the early groups. Duggar has been down. Milton Williams had a nice, is just a huge presence on the inside. And you mentioned one other. Oh, you can't really see with Campbell exactly. What's the dude's name?
Efton Chisholm or Lan Larrison?
No. The defensive end from LSU.
Oh, Swenson. Braden.
Okay. I might be wrong then, because I think it was Caleb on Chase on. I don't know. Somebody was wearing 44. Yeah, and he was.
They're both from LSU. Yeah. They're both from LSU. Oh. So you're right. Yes.
That Chase on does sound like an LSU kid.
Yep.
Hey, he was buzzing the tower. I was like, who's that? Phil goes, it's Caleb on Chase on. I'm like, oh, of course it is. Tom, like he's wearing James Ahenobo's number.
Before we let you go, if we're going to do sort of the OTA minutia recap. So Terrell Williams, the defensive coordinator, still not out there, right?
Right.
So what does that look like? Is Vrabel running the defense? Who's kind of, you know, what's that look like out there on the practice field?
The defense is being run by, you know, the defensive crew. I'm so offensive focused, I can't even tell you who's calling the plays.
I appreciate your honesty.
I mean, I could pretend I know which guy is directing the defense.
No,
but
worries.
I'm watching McDaniels and Todd Downing, so I'm sorry. I should. That's an instance, Andy, where I'd go, Phil, who's running the defense?
I hear you. I used to have a guy like that. Hey, Paul Perillo, who's running the defense?
Could it
I
just
forgot
also
to pay
be
attention.
Vrabel, since he's basically in the huddle and running on and off the field?
But
with
I don't know.
Too?
He talked so much yesterday about not wanting to. He wants to be everywhere and talk to everybody and do different things. Mm-hmm. That I'm guessing it's not him full time.
Good thing is, most
and
of the 50, veterans.
When they're doing the 11-on-11, yeah, which they're doing a fair amount of, or even 7-on-7, he's generally behind the offense or he's in with the defense. But they're actually doing substitutions and sending people off in personnel groups. So he wouldn't be calling out whatever set they were in necessarily. It's probably preordained what the sets are going to be. So he's not going to quarterback that. He's just going to oversee it and scream at people.
All right, Tom Curran, appreciate you talking to us. And learn a lesson from Stephon Diggs when you're out on your pontoon boat on the pond. Don't. No video cameras. No phones.
No phones.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have it recorded.
Yeah. No recordings. That's right. Thank you.
All right. See you, Tom. Talk to you next week.
See you, guys.
That's Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we'll react a couple nuggets from Tom Curran, what he's seeing down in Foxborough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.